Two of Donald Trump's legal battles collide today. One criminal, one civil, both in New York City.
Okay, a judge holds a hearing in the criminal hush money case, which involves Trump's longtime fixer, Michael Cohen, and adult film star Stormy Daniels. That hearing could lead to a start date for the trial. Today is also the deadline for Trump to pay almost $500 million in his civil fraud trial. If he does not do that, the New York Attorney General could start the process of seizing his properties.
NPR's Andrea Bernstein joins us now to sort out everything Trump faces today. Good morning, Andrea.
Good morning.
So let's start with the criminal case. What is Donald Trump facing here?
So this was the first case to be indicted of the four, and it dates back to the 2016 campaign. In late October of that year, Michael Cohen, who was then the personal attorney for Donald Trump, got wind that Stormy Daniels was planning to go public with news of an alleged affair with Donald Trump. This was pretty soon after the Access Hollywood tape was released, where Trump talked about grabbing women by the genitals because when you're a star, they let you do it. Cohen has said he didn't think the campaign could withstand another blow of this kind. So he set up a limited liability corporation to pay Daniels to keep quiet. And then Donald Trump allegedly agreed to a scheme to pay Cohen back by calling the reimbursements a legal retainer, which they were not. That's a felony. If the DA can prove that Trump falsified the records to cover up another crime, that is the crime of making an illegal payment to benefit his campaign, in this case, the hush money payments.
And this trial was supposed to start today, but it's already been pushed back. Remind us what happened.
Yeah, so there was a hearing last month where Judge Juan Merchan was firm that he wanted to start today. But then DA Alvin Bragg made public that there had been a last-minute production of over 100,000 documents from the federal prosecutors who had prosecuted Michael Cohen. Trump is calling this malfeasance, but Bragg says there's not much new here. Merchan is expected to let us know today if he'll keep his current trial date, April 15th. If that is the case, Trump will be in court most days for the following 2 months, tried on 34 felony counts, which could bring jail time.
So there's a lot to keep straight here. Trump also faces the deadline to post a bond for the penalty in his civil fraud case, too, for engaging in fraudulent business practices, right?
Yeah, it's kind of mind-boggling that both of these things are happening today, but it's a coincidence.
Has Trump been able to come up with the money?
So Trump has appealed the judgment in the civil fraud case, but he still has to put the money aside. Last week, he argued to an appeals court that to cover the bond, to get a bond, was a practical impossibility because he doesn't have the cash to guarantee it right now. Here is his son, Eric Trump, speaking on Fox News yesterday.
They're trying to put my father out of business. They're trying to take all his resources that he would otherwise put into his own campaign for presidency.
Part of the reason Donald Trump may be having trouble getting a bond is because he already had to come up with $100 million in liquid assets to cover his judgment in a separate civil case, the E. Jean Carroll defamation suit. He's appealed that one, too. The appeals court in the fraud case hasn't acted yet. And if it does nothing, there is nothing to prevent the Attorney General, Letitia James, from starting to seize Trump's properties this week, which she said she'll do.
NPR's Andrea Bernstein, good luck covering all this today. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Layla.